Kotateira Re'e 64. Middle of the first column. Okay, the last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining was there's in a person there's what's called Ir Meishav, inhabited city, and then you have Sodom Midbar. The Alter Rebbe explains that the whole Inyan of Midbar, where nothing grows, there's no Adam Sham, there's no Kedusha, there's nothing, that's the place of evil. And that's where a person loses the Kedusha. And therefore the Torah says, V'kashtem Misham. You have to look, Sham represents there, far away from Kedusha, unlike Zeh. And therefore a person needs to look for the godliness he lost in the place where he lost it. And the last thing the Alter Rebbe is explaining, the Pasuk that says, Bamidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu. And he says, Bamidbar hazeh, Midbar is not only desert, but in the opposite way it means medaber, talking, words of Torah and Tefillah. And by Midbar Hazeh, Hazeh is Kedusha. Zekeli van Vehu. So in the level of speech of Teda and Tefillah, Sham Yamusu, the level of Sham, the level of Klipa, dies. And that's the way a person wakes up to do tshuva. But now he says like this, but that's the level of Yaakov HaShepodes Avram, the level you awaken Rachmanis on yourself. You awaken mercy on yourself. How far you are away from Hashem, and that redeems the level of Avraham, which is the level of Chesed, of level of Av. So he says in the middle of the first column, but a person who checks into his actions, and he won't awaken this level of mercy within them. Heart will not tremble within him. Even though he does delve with his mind. How the spark of Elokus is exiled in the goof and nefesh habamis. So, how can this person get woken up, so to speak? How can this person become awakened to realize the level of godliness? He says, this is what you should realize. And think about, literally means carry upon yourself this mashal. Ki yeis teva adam, the nature of human being is like this. Kshev lafilip tziparni ragli. When the toenail of the person, meaning the lowest part of the person, is in pain, machmas shenaga be'evan, because he banged into a stone, magashara had ka'ev, b'meichel mitztayev, he feels the pain in the head. In other words, when you do something with your foot, you bang into a stone. So the foot, the toes, feel the pain. But a chayno, the person needs to realize that this. When does the foot feel the pain? Sha'eva anoguf, when the limb that was banged, eiden mechuba beiter nechtach, before it was amputated. In other words, a person, every part of the body, even the lowest, feels the pain as long as it's connected to the body. Once, God forbid, you amputate the foot, the toe, then the toe doesn't feel that, you don't feel the pain anymore. Avok shechetchen esaever, but when you amputate that limb, ein ameach margish esakoiv, it doesn't feel the pain, b'mnei shu nichris v'nifid mishoshu, because it's cut from its source. So in other words, like this, as long as a person feels any spiritual pain whatsoever, that means they're still connected. Because if they would be completely disconnected, how could they feel any pain? It's like an amputated limb. Kach anachnu b'nei Yisrael, same thing, us Yidin, mechuborim u'dvukim b'yis baruch, are connected and bound to Hashem, lochein tzrichim anachnu l'hargesh ha'koyev ha'pagam. And therefore, in essence, we really need to feel the pain and the blemish, she'pagamnu v'radnu b'gos mitzis ha'lokusi yis baruch. Therefore, really, by nature, and the person has to realize this, by nature, everybody should feel the pain of being cut off from Hashem. Because even though the person sins, he's still Yisrael. He's still like this level of Sar Keil, by the way. And he has this spark of Kedusha. It never leaves him. It's only in Golos. And here again, the Alter Rebbe in one line says a tremendous greatness of a Jew. Like we learned last night in Tanya, by the way, it's the same thing. A Jew, the neshama of the Jew doesn't non-exist. It never leaves him. All it is an exile. It's covered with mud in him. But it never disappears. It never doesn't exist. V'loy eid, and not only that, but the Gemara says, Afa b'shechata Yisrael. Yisrael is one of the highest levels of what the Eden are called, is Yisrael. Adayin nikra b'mayisim madreges sar, which is the level of Yisrael, he says, ki ein adayma, l'mayla sasar, he says like this, you can't compare an officer in prison, in exile, is still an officer. A king that was thrown into exile is still a king. He's still a, thank you. He's still a king. A king in exile. A prince in exile. He can't compare in Lamaila to Hedyot, to a simpleton. Because you understand the greatness of the king. And therefore, b'tenua echad, in 1 second, he could be redeemed. Yapich min ahepech ala hepech legamri. He could be transformed from one extreme to the next extreme. Lachze lekadmu, say to go back to the king again, to being a king. I see, the guy saw this with the Khomeini. He was exiled, he all of a sudden came back, and he became up to Agansi Getschke, a whole Aveda Zora. No, I'm saying it became an idol. So he says like this, a person needs to realize, what happens, you try to meditate, you try to think into how far low I fell, my neshama fell in Golus, and it still doesn't work. He says, think like this. If you're connected, you still feel the pain. The fact that you don't feel the pain is even a bigger rachmanis on yourself. It's such a big rachmanis that you don't even feel the pain. He says, "Achmash she'ena margish benafsha korfa pagam," and this that you don't feel in your nefesh the pain, minei shepogam kol kach at shenifra v'nichras mishosh legam. He says, the fact that you don't feel the pain, the person needs to realize, shows that you fell so low, you don't even feel the pain. You know, it's interesting. Basi Lagani, in the Friedrich Rebbe's Basi Lagani, the Friedrich Rebbe writes over there that this, that the Ruach Shtus covers the neshama, is only in intellect, feelings, thought, speech, and action. But in the essence of the neshama, it doesn't cover it. The Ruach Shtus doesn't cover it. Therefore, even the biggest sinners will be ready to give up their life when push comes to shove to Talukus. So, when the Rebbe said that that year of the Maimer, so there's a heart in the back, it's already printed in the back of Basi Laganis, the Rebbe writes, somebody asked the Rebbe, we find that people do bow down to idols. The Rebbe in the Maimer says, the Ruach Shtus only covers the thought, speech, and action, intellect, and midas, not the essence. We find people that their essence bow down to an idol. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe says over there in that comment that sometimes the Ruach Shtus can cover the essence also. And that's exactly this case over here. The case over here is nothing is, he's thinking how far he is, how low he is, and nothing's happening. He said, because then you need to realize, like we said, the Torah says it's forbidden to pity a fool. So that Azar said, can you imagine the pity on a fool that even Torah says he can't have pity on him? So you can imagine how much pity you have to have on a fool. He says, sometimes the person needs to realize that, you know, this that I don't feel is because I fell very low. The Rebbe Rashab writes, I'm going to use the concept because it's clear, suspense and pornography. So, some people say, I don't get affected by seeing these types of pictures. It doesn't affect me. In Mela, there's nothing wrong with it for me. You know, it doesn't do anything to me. So the Rebbe Rashab writes, it's the opposite. The fact that a person doesn't become affected by it means that the person stooped so low that even that has no effect on the person. Because if a person wouldn't be so low, it would affect him in a certain way. In other words, to translate it into better terms, when a person sins and they feel guilty about it, they sin, they don't care, they're going to sin. They sin. But they feel a drop guilty about it,
good thing.
It's an extremely good thing because it shows they're still connected. And they're still connected even though they sin, but they feel guilty about it. The problem is when you start sinning in a way that you don't care about it, it doesn't bother you at all, there's no guilt at all, that's where the problem is. And he said that person needs to think how low they, it's really how low they felt, that they don't even feel it. That's a negative thing, not a positive thing.
Then we always give the marshal the hippies that you get in conversation with you. So you used to clear on.
No.
But now they don't even get into a conversation.
Yeah, not the hippies, the post hippies. In the hippie generation, they fought you. Yes. Arguing versus apathy. When siblings, by the way, when siblings fight, sibling rivalry, not older siblings that are killing yourself over inheritance and your money and all the other shtusim. I'm saying, when kids fight between each other, it's a very good thing. They have a connection.
But that's negative.
When there's apathy, they don't care, they don't even bother fighting with each other, that's what's a big problem. They have no connection, no relationship whatsoever. You can have a positive relationship and you can have a negative relationship. Even couples that fight are much better off than couples that don't talk to each other. Because the fact that you fight, there's a connection between you. And that's what the Rebbe says. If you bang a toe and you feel the pain in the head from the toe, it's because you're still connected. When you don't feel the pain, that means you're disconnected. You're dead. And he says, he should awaken even a greater level of mercy. He doesn't even feel the pain on himself, the pity on himself. Like it says, sometimes we say right before Shema, with your great mercy, have machmanis on us. What does that mean? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, you are so low, you can't awaken achmanis on yourself. We fell so low, even on ourselves, we can't do it. So we tell Eibishter, Hashem, you please have rachmanis on us. Because our limited, poor intelligence doesn't masi gaidel rachmanis, because we don't feel the pity. So we say, Hashem, you know what? If I don't feel the pity, then maybe at least you have pity on us. And that's what we daven. Avinu rachm rachm oleinu. Kimi des rachmanis. Because the attribute of mercy, which is midos, is shel yakik. Mavriach min hakotza lakotza, goes from one extreme to the next. Okay. Alpha became I they hear the tshuva echad yoshiv is not b'shoshiv. The thing is, even the person that felt so low, yeah. But again, the neshama never leaves him. It's never amputated. The neshama is never, no matter how far you fall, the neshama itself is never amputated. Therefore, in one second, a person could do tshuva. The Rebbe Elazar ben Ledaya. Like he says over there, if they would find a way in medicine, it seems they didn't have it in those days, to reconnect the foot to the head, then they would feel the pain. But by a neshama, all you have to do is a second of tshuva, you reawaken the whole thing. You reconnect it. Okay, skip the, until the end of the parentheses. Now, what happens if that you try that and it still doesn't work? You try realizing how far you felt that you don't even feel the pain, and you still do, nothing happens. Now that I was talking to us, it's unbelievable. Now, he says like this, what's the etzah for that? He says, what's the pasuk say? I needed leidaydi v'daydi li, hareya b'shoshanim, who grazes amongst the rose bushes. Pirish b'zayad, what's the connection of ani leidaydi v'daydi li to grazing amongst the roses? In one path, ani leidaydi v'daydi li, hareya b'shoshanim. So he says, and the Zayah says like this, the rose changes colors. It goes from sumak red to white. And he says, the same thing it says, if your sins will be like red thread, it should become white like snow. Red, you know, they even say in English, the red flag. Red flag symbolizes evil, sins. In the pasuk says, "Im yichatoyechem kashonim." Kashonim is a red thread. If you sin, kashelig yalbino, whiten them like snow. Meaning, shachet nikra adam. Chet is called red, like Esav. It's called red. V'chein kol ha'maitzim ha'diburim. V'amachshav is the same thing. All thoughts, speech, and actions. Because they're all the work of the Yetzer Hara. Therefore, what's the inyan of a Shoshana? The Shoshana changes from red to white. Meaning, what is the level of Anila Deidi V'Deidi Li? To become like a rose that takes all the red issues, all the evil issues, thought, speech, and action, and all that stuff, and legav yisap, legav chivon, to make it white, which is a level of kasher yalbino abchinas esh. How do you make something white when you burn it in fire? When you burn it in fire, things turn white. What does that mean in ruchnias? If your nefesh habamis is so red from sins that you don't even feel that you don't feel, so you have to kasher it. You have to burn it out with fire. What does it mean spiritually, burning it out with fire? So he says, top of second column, there's fire from above. Like we know, the fire came down in Mizbeach in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. We learned the coal crouched like a lion, and there's Eisha Lamata, and the fire down below, right? Eish Tamatuka down is Beach Leisichbe. You should keep constant fire. And he says, Eisha Lamaila, Leikol Adam Zechelizah. Not every person merits to have this revelation of fire of Elokus from above. Ach Eisha Lamata, he says, in you, how do you get that? And this doesn't apply today. Now, the Rebbe says, you know what you need to do? You need to break, you need to kasher your body by fasting and torturing yourself. But the Rebbe says that this doesn't apply today. Because today, it's anti-Jewish to fast. Which is sitra the klipas noiga, and then yoyer Hashem panim in the level of panim. Meaning, you have to make the body into a vessel. If meditation is not going to do it, and awareness is not going to do it, you should have to break the body. And by breaking the body, you burn it out. You burn out the red, and you make it white. Today it's through tzedakah. This is what the Rebbe says in Tanya. Today it's forbidden to fast.
Maybe that's why this generation is more broken themselves, so that way they can get
more broken?
Yeah, more broken down.
I don't see people broken down.
Huh? We are the hill.
I understand. We have no feeling.
The mile of this generation
is that we have Mesilas Nefesh. And Meshe Rabbein, like we said in Zayah, right? When he saw our generation, he became very humble and inferior. Because Meshe Rabbein said, I don't know, how would I be in the time of Mesilas Nefesh when the world is so dark and we don't see miracles, we don't see anything. So Meshe Rabbein, that's our Maila. Our Maila is that we're the heels, and therefore we're the thickest, coarsest part of the body. But therefore, we're able to go into hot water quicker than the head is. So we have Mesilas Nefesh.
And also in Yom Kippur, this happened. The red became white.
Yeah, yeah, with Azazel. Yeah, when the red thread, when they threw down the
red flag,
yeah. The red thread became white, and they knew they were forgiven.
So, all right, the alternative that says, at least everyone in their lifetime should do a prescribed one time of the number of fasts that he put outlines in the Tanya. No. That doesn't apply now?
No.
No more fasts.
None of the rabbis.
It's bad enough that we have to fast the fast they make us fast. It's brought down in Chassidus Sfarim. It's printed already in Chassidus Sfarim. That if the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, when they instituted all the, we're not talking about Yom Kippur, but all the other fasts, when they instituted all the fasts, if they would have seen our generation, how weak we are, they would have been embarrassed that they made the fasts.
Even
Tisha B'Av.
Rabbi, it says that you do half day and then you do like over 4 years.
Okay, yeah, over 40 years. Yeah, you start when you're 90, you do it for 40 years.
That's for sure, not.
Today is tzedakah, you don't do all this stuff today.
No more fasts. Mashiach is here.
Mashiach is here. The question is, did I let him into my house?
He's in.
The Rebbe said, Mashiach is here. We just have to receive him. If I don't receive him, he's not it for me. He's not here.
Thank you.